This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are here at episode number 14 of the Levels of Geeks movie podcast. This is where we review all things action movies, old, new, sci-fi, western, whatever. If it's got action, we're going to tell you about it. We do a full breakdown. We break it down the characters, right? We're breaking down the villains, right? The action, the storyline, the overall score, and special, because this is our first in our Christmas-themed action movie month, I have introduced a very special Christmas meter. This is where I tell you on a scale of a nutcracker all the way to Santa Claus how Christmassy these movies are. Okay, so that's a I didn't tell Alex about this. I just dropped it on him right now. He might not have a Christmas meter. I'm going to bring you a Christmas meter every single week for the next 4 weeks. So I hope you guys are excited.
Oh, what's the lowest in the Christmas meter? Nutcracker?
Nutcracker. Nutcracker is the lowest.
And what's the middle?
The middle would be like maybe like a Jingle Bell or maybe something like a Gingerbread House.
Gotcha. You know? Okay.
Something like that. We get to Rudolph. That's getting up there a little bit better. Frosty. If I say like a historical, like, you know, character.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Santa is a 5 out of 5, essentially.
Gotcha.
If I say this gets a Santa Claus. Then, so that's the meter, just so you guys know. So I'll be doing one of these for the next 4 in our Christmas series. Now, Alex, why don't you tell them what our first Christmas movie is and give them the box office totals, and we'll hit them with that Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah, so the first movie in our Christmas action movie, Christmas review, which I'm excited for. This is totally different for us. We're going to start, like he said, we're going to be doing all this on the Christmas setting or takes place on Christmas. So with that, we're going to start off with Sylvester Stallone's 1986 Cobra. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
First time watch for me.
Yes. First time watch for you. This is this is like the 10th time, because when I was young, this was like my movie. Like I always watched this movie. So with that, Cobra takes place, the setting is Christmas. So with that, that's the reason why we picked Cobra. It was going to be Fat Man, but that's next week. We switched it up. Yeah. We wanted to start it off with a banger from the 80s. We started it off with Cobra. Box office numbers for this 1986 classic action movie. Domestic, $49 million. International, do not have the numbers for that. But for worldwide... Huh? No, that's the worldwide total. Worldwide. Yeah. The international, I don't have that. Worldwide total.
So it would be 111.
Okay, so 111. So, and then worldwide for 160 million on a budget of $25 million. This is highly successful for this 80s movie. So Stallone hit a gold mine with this movie.
Yes, Warner Brothers, very happy about it. I read about it after the fact. Very happy with it because it had a 25 budget, made back 6 times its budget. Basically, did very well overseas. And this was a big hit because this came from Canon. If you guys are familiar with Canon films,
yes.
Very big in the 80s and very, I would say, not necessarily low budget, but maybe
rated R, right? Budget.
Yeah. Always like R-rated adult action movies, usually mid budget. They're not like Roger Corman where they're spending $1 million, but they're not breaking the bank either.
Yeah.
So big hit for them. And the Rotten Tomatoes score is a sparkling and dazzling 14% on the old tomato meter. Now, I don't have it. I think the audience score was a bit higher than that. So, you know, take that what you will. I always love looking these up after we watch them. I never look it up before because I don't want to know. Especially if it's a first-time watch, I don't want to know nothing.
So
I want to go in blind.
Audience score is 42%.
Okay, so not amazing, but much higher than 14. You know, like at least it's closer to 50. Which is almost, you know, half and half. So, so that is the Rotten Tomatoes. Not a very well-received Stallone film, but a cult movie. A lot of cult following. As Alex said, used to watch it a lot. I know a lot of people who tell me they used to watch this movie a lot when they were younger. So, got a cult status. So this is our first kind of cult movie that we're reviewing. Alex, you're going to go first, and you're going to tell us what you thought about Sylvester Stallone as the lead character.
Yes, so let's get right into this. Sylvester Stallone wrote this movie. Just for yes, he wrote this movie, Cobra, which is... but all right, so with this movie Cobra, he plays a character called Marcus. No, not Marcus. Marlon. I think it was named Marlis Cabaretti. Cabretti, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it, like it has Cobra in the title. That's what they call him, Cobra. Mm-hmm. He has a gun, which is I think is a 45, like a Colt 45 with the Cobra logo white on the on the on the handle of the gun. He has these nice shiny aviator glasses, and then he has a match in his mouth.
He has an old car.
He has an old classic. Yeah, old car, leather jacket, leather gloves, and he's ready to kick ass and give you some action and pure cheesy lines. Because that's what Stallone gave you in this movie. Now, this is a tip. Now, again, when I rate this, I'm rating it 80s. I cannot give it the 2020. So I got to think of it like Alex in the 80s right now. What would I give it? So, Stallone was cool. I'm not going to lie. His character was pretty cool. His character was very badass, very corny. I mean, Cheese Whiz was pouring out of my TV, and I was getting crackers to eat that cheese because, man, it was just corny line. And I would never forget that line. He was in the shopping mall, I mean, in the supermarket, and then he got the ill Spanish dude that was holding hostage people.
Shooting watermelons.
Yeah. This dude hated produce. This guy was shooting every produce known to me. He shot watermelon. He shot the cart full of stuff. He shot cans. This dude hated anything produce, which I was like, this is kind of weird. But anyway, he's shooting anything except humans, which I was like, okay. He had endless supply of ammo, this dude, right? So with that, Cobra comes in, right? And then he has like this weird stance with the gun. Like, did you see him with the gun? He has this crazy weird stance. And then he points to him and he goes, the guy's like, what are you doing? And he's like, he says the most corniest line. He goes, you're the disease and I'm the cure. And I was like, what the hell is this? But anyway, with that said, I'm going to give Cobra main character because Stallone is a typical action hero here. All right. So with that, I gave him a 3 out of 5. I like Cobra. I mean, the corny lines are good, but I kind of like the action. The action, I mean, I like the main character. Like, right. I like him. He's a badass dude, which I'm not going to lie. It would be awesome if he came back for another one, Cobra. But anyway, 3 out of 5 for me. How about you?
All right. Right on. I've never seen it. I don't even know what to expect. Honestly, I'm thinking, okay, this is an 80s. I love 80s action movies. I don't, 80s is not my like preferred decade of movies. I'm a 90s guy, but I like 80s movies. I like 70s. I like movies, period. So I don't care. So I'm like, okay, 80s. I'm in the mindset. I'm like 80s action. I get it. You know, I don't know what to expect. And this man walks in the store and like, it's Christmas time. So there's our Christmas, you know, like there's little Christmas trees and, but it doesn't look very Christmassy because they're in LA. So it's kind of like where I live. I live in Orlando. And Christmas here is still like, it's not Christmas. It's like 75 degrees.
Yeah.
It doesn't look cold. It's kind of warm. And that's how this movie looks. Like, it doesn't look like Christmas. Anyway, this dude's shooting watermelons. I start cracking up. I'm like, he's not even shooting people. He's just shooting like boxes of Cheerios and all kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
Eventually, he kills somebody. Cobra shows up. And I agree with you. He looks awesome. Like, got this old... I didn't love his car. Like, I like that he has an old car, but I didn't like the one they picked.
It wasn't good.
It was like round and it looked slow. I don't even know why he had that car. He shows up, he gets out the car, he got like his tight jeans on, his tight t-shirt and his gun and his little like toothpick in his mouth or whatever, matchstick. I don't know what it is, something in his mouth.
Yeah, matchstick.
Yeah, and he got his shades and then he does his thing, like you said. Other than that, because I was like, okay, looks cool. And as the movie goes on, just an absolutely lame character, doesn't talk much. And when he does, all he does is say the worst lines every time. And I get it. It's cheesy. Stallone wrote it. And you can tell Stallone wrote it.
Yeah.
Because it's like cheesy. Not only that, I don't think, and this is my opinion, it doesn't seem like Stallone wanted to even be in this movie. It seemed like he wanted to write it, and then that's it. he's like so dry the whole time. Like, and I get it. There's like a line between being cool and then looking like you're not acting at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He skates it. So, I mean, it depends on which line you fall on, I guess. But physically, like, he looks cool. And he's mad weird. Like, that scene where he goes to his apartment.
Oh, I was going to bring that up.
He goes in the fridge and he gets out a box of pizza. I'm slicing it. And then he takes out the slice of pizza and he cuts it with some scissors. And then not only does he cut it with some scissors, he eats just a small piece. Like,
yeah.
Just a little piece of pizza. I was like, what is this guy like? It was like he tried to add some kind of quirky, you know, thing to him. I don't know. I did like some of the like little banter he has with the other cop where they're like talking about food, but it, like, it's nonsense. It's like, what do you eat? You got to eat more healthy. Like, the guy's like, I want a big bowl of gummy bears. Like, oh, brother. To be honest, I'm going to give him a 2.
Okay.
It's a 2. I think he's a cornball, but he does look cool. He does look cool. I'll give him that. So for the look, for the toothpick, it's pretty neat. Other than that, I love Stallone. This not one of his gems when it comes to acting, right? Like,
yeah.
This is after Rocky. This is after First Blood. You know he can act. Not in this. He does not try.
So, he's not in Cobra. Yeah,
he's not trying. So that's him. All right.
Main villain. Okay.
Okay.
So, the Night Slashers.
The Night Slashers. all right. So this movie has like 1,000 villains in it.
Yes.
Apparently, it is like there's one main guy who's like absolutely horrible. Like, he's okay. If Stallone is not trying to act, this guy is trying so hard, but is terrible. Like, he's ridiculous. The main like Night Slasher guy. I did not like him one bit. He was corny, but not in a good, cheesy, fun way. He was just bad, like outright bad. I like the concept of, like, essentially there's like a slasher movie where the slasher is like 40 people. And I kind of like that. I think it's pretty cool. You know, like, how can you catch a serial killer who's actually like 40 different people? So I think they had a good idea. There's a good, like, there's a good idea as far as the villain goes, but the execution is not that great.
Right.
It becomes just a horde of nameless, you know, bad henchmen. Guys.
Henchmen.
It's all henchmen with no like main leader. And then like their whole, like, I don't even know. I'm really paying attention. When I watch a movie, just so you guys know, we're watching these movies in the comfort of our home. I really pay attention to movies. I don't look at my phone. I don't like, I pay attention. If I have to do anything, I pause it. Cause I like to like listen. And I had no idea what their like MO is. It's some, I don't even know what it is. They're just crazy people just to be crazy people. I don't know. One, I did not like the villain. It's a 1 from me. I like the concept, but I think they failed on it so hard that I have to minus all the points. And I'm really most excited to see what thumbnails you put up when I go back and watch this video for this crazy guy, because he looked ridiculous. He looked ridiculous. His voice is like something I've never heard before. He sounded like a cartoon. He was like, it was so deep and like monstrous and weird. And he talks like this. What is up? Like, what is this guy? What's wrong with him? Like, relax. So, 1.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because this villain, it's funny because he talks like that. He's the bounty hunter in X-Files.
Okay.
Like, his voice, his voice is that deep. And it's funny because I think he's the devil in Legend with Tom Cruise. I don't know if you ever seen.
Legend is Tim Curry.
Okay, that's Tim Curry. But there's another movie that he's the devil.
But he sounds like this.
Yeah.
They pitched his voice down.
Yeah, it has to be, yeah. But anyway, this dude was like a deranged lunatic, right? And I'm like, okay. Then he's dyeing his hair with a toothbrush, right? Which I'm like, okay, hey, that's pretty cool. Whatever, you know, whatever. But the dye is going in his eye when he's talking. You notice that? The dye is like running his eye when he's giving the speech. And I'm like,
he doesn't wipe it.
He doesn't. And he's not even like burning, like, ah, because I would have been burning. Anyway, So I'm like, okay, first of all, he is ripped. Like, he's big.
Yeah.
Like, when you see him without the shirt, I was like, okay, he has a physique. So I was like, I kind of see why they picked him. He has that chisel, evil, psychotic looking dude. So I was like, all right, cool. Now, the beefs that I got. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong, people. I don't want you guys to go, oh my God, Alex is about to be bashing his favorite 80s movies. No. We're breaking this down into, like, I'm breaking it down, so I got to give you guys why I'm breaking this down.
Yeah.
These dudes are doing the same motion with the axe for like, they're going cling, 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 cling.
And they just cut to it randomly at times. Just
yeah. Like, and it's like mad montages and they're going cling, 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 cling. And I'm like, okay, didn't you feel like the beginning of the movie when they kept clinging was like 20 minutes long?
Not only was it like 20 minutes long. It just looked like an 80s music video.
It
like,
did.
Like, it's just like a rock band or something.
I thought it was like Queen's music video for like, we will rock you. Like, doom, doom, bat. Boom, boom, bat. Right? So, anyway. So, I was like, okay. That is crazy. Then they go to the hospital where he changes his hairdo and then he puts big glasses and he's killing everyone in the hospital to get, again, Bridget Nielsen's character, which I'm like, okay, she's hot. She's very gorgeous.
Very beautiful back
then. She's very gorgeous. So I was like, okay. Now, the crazy part is when they kill the girl and they're putting her on the bench, he's staring at her while driving, and he looked like a psycho killer, right? And I'm like, and he's just like, he's biting his muscles, right? And I was like, why do you have to bite? So I'm like, and then Bridget Nielsen, instead of driving fast, she's slowing down to look at him. And I'm like, what's going on here? Anyway, she peels off. So I'm like, all right, look, all in all, this villain, I gave him a 2 out of 5. And the reason why I gave him a 2 is because he looked the part. I'm not going to take that away. He did look like a psycho killer villain. And I gave him an extra point for the banging of the axes. Because I thought that was like very intimidating for like 20 minutes. Other than that, man, that is the most dumbest gang group, the Night Slashers. And my favorite is when Stallone whips out the egg carton, and I'm like, oh, he's going to have egg and pizza? And then all of a sudden, it's a gun oil for his gun, right? And then when they said the Night Slashers attacked again, and he went, took off his glasses, and it was like, din-din-din. But the crazy, you're right. He enters the apartment, and he never takes off his clothes. Yeah. He never takes off his clothes. He sits down with his leather jacket and his gloves. And I'm
and the part right before that was so funny where he like pulls up and the guy don't move, so he just crashes into his car.
Oh,
like,
the Mexicans.
What is he doing?
That makes no sense. He's like, hey, what are you doing? That's it. Yeah, it's so stupid. Anyway, I gave that a 2 out of 5. Action scenes.
Action scenes. Okay. Now, real quick, by the way, because I know you mentioned something. I want the people to realize something. Because you said, you know, you don't want people to think you're bashing one of your favorite movies. Guess what? There's a movie that we haven't reviewed that I know we're going to review in the future, okay? And it's a movie that I will be honest, and I will give it the low scores it deserves, and I also love it. So we can be honest and say, hey, guess what? This is bad, 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 and I still like this movie. Because sometimes we just like bad, cheesy movies. And it is what it is. So deal with that. Don't bash him if he gives him a 2, because guess what? I gave him a 1, and it's genuine. I hated him. So,
yeah.
There you go. All right, action scenes.
Action scenes. I thought this had some pretty cool action scenes. Very 80s action sequences. I thought the car scenes were very well done for the 80s time. I'm not going to compare them to like Mission Impossible, where the cameras are like all over the place when they're crashing. So very 80s, typical 80s sequence of driving. I liked it. I love the nitrous in the old car. He hit it and I'm like, oh my God, I was like, this dude is gonna blow out. But it was pretty cool. I love the ending when they're fighting in that town and they're doing all that. I thought that was pretty cool. I love the ending when he grabs him and he puts him on the hook and throws him into the flame. I thought that was very badass. I was like, okay, this is so Cobra-ish. So I was like, that is cool. I love the ShopRite scene. You gotta love that ShopRite scene where he grabs the culprit, the beer, and he goes clack, and he drinks it, and then he throws it as diversion. And again, typical cheesy 80s. So with that, I'm gonna be really honest. I'm not gonna give this a 5. I gave this a 3 out of 5. I thought the action was very in the middle. of action. I thought it was a decent amount of action. I thought they were very cool. Even with him putting the guns together and everything. So I gave it a 3.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. I thought the action was the strength of the movie, in my opinion. Like, I think it was the best thing in the movie. And this is the same director who directed a movie we just reviewed last week with Tombstone. Same director. So
there's a fun fact with that.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell directed the movie.
Really?
So they got him on board. And this is, again, this is Val Kilmer's. This is the whole conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They got him on board for them to put his name on it, but in the background, Kurt Russell was the one giving the shots, which kind of make more sense if you watch the movie because it looks kind of more authentic.
It's one of those like poltergeist things where like they got Steven Toby Spielberg, Hooper, but everyone says Spielberg directed it. That kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like that.
In name, this is the same director of Tombstone. But yeah, the action scenes were good. I love the chase. I love the car scenes in this. They're really good. Even for 80s style, they're well shot. They're well executed. We've talked about it here. And when I watch action movies, I like filming techniques. I like style. And this has good style for the money they had, for the time they had. Very good. Very well done. Not overly reliant on shooting, which I like. You know, it's not just nonstop gun shooting. There's guns. And Stallone had, you know, he uses guns and stuff. But there is a mix. There's all kinds of different action. There's like some hand-to-hand, there's some shooting, there's motorcycles, there's car. You know, like they got a little bit of everything. So I liked it. So I'm right there with you. I gave it a 3 as well. I thought it was good down the middle. Wish there was a little more action.
Yeah.
But what's there is well done. So yeah, 3 for me.
All right. Storyline.
Storyline. No, this is not. No, this ain't good. So, this is one of those scenarios where, like I said, I like the idea. The only thing in this storyline that I like is the idea of a serial killer who is a bunch of different people. I think it's really cool and clever. And I'm surprised they haven't, like, done it more often. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like Scream is similar where it's two people. You know, it's not just one. But this one's like 40 people. So I thought that was pretty cool. But the execution's bad. And other than that, like, why... For the life of me, I could not figure out why in the world they wanted... I get why they wanted to kill Bridget Nielsen. But at some point, you got to be like, look, let's just leave her. Forget it. You know, like, there's 40 of us. We could still continue doing our murders, you know, really. Even if she saw that one guy, the other 39 people can still keep doing their murders. You know what I mean? Plus, they had someone on the inside, that lady who was a cop. She was part of their group. She could always help cover up, you know, what, like, a lot of stuff just didn't make sense. This was like super simple. And again, that comes to Stallone's writing. This is like very simple, but very cliche. Nothing really outstanding storyline wise. It was bad. I'm going to give it a 1.
Oh, wow.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. In terms of storyline, I thought the storyline was actually pretty good. To be honest with you, I thought it was a good, like you said, it was a good storyline, poorly executed. Mm-hmm. I think Stallone, you know, he wrote Rocky. I think he's starting to get, like, this is his first foundation on writing action because he can write action movies. He did Expendables. So, like, it's not like he can't write action movies. Like, he could write action. So, I think this is, like, his first churner. Because didn't he do Tango and Cash? Wasn't that his other script movie?
I don't know.
I gotta look it up, but I know he has other ones in his writing credits. So I think this gotta be the foundation because it's very cornball. But it was a good script, just poorly executed. I think the script could work now, like you said. This would be a movie. We'll talk about it at the end. But I gave this a 2.
Yeah,
and I gave it a 2 because one, I love the character Cobra. I think he's a very badass character written-wise. And I think the storyline had a lot of potential just poorly executed in the film. Other than that, you're right. I didn't care for the main villain. I didn't care for the lady who betrayed them. I didn't care for his partner. I didn't care for Bridget Nielsen.
No.
Even the lieutenant that kept picking on Cobra, which you knew he was going to punch him in the face anyway. Yeah. Which made no sense. He's like, he's a lunatic. Why are we going to let him out? I'm like, come on, dude. Like, really? You already know he's the best of the best. Like, stop it. Like, yeah. Come on. But anyway, with that, I gave that a 2. So yeah. Overall.
And and like we said, I think this would work well now with a remake. And it also would work as like almost like a horror action movie. You know, because the idea, there's horror elements there with your slasher, serial killer type stuff. Imagine if it was like legitimately suspenseful and scary in those kind of like kill scenes, because this one's not, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But then you have a character like Cobra who comes in and is like action, fighting. It could be awesome. It could actually be an awesome movie. I just don't think this one was. But overall, yeah, we're to overall now.
Yeah. So with that, I think that's me, right? Overall? Yeah. So overall, to be honest with you, I enjoyed it. It's an 80s movie. I already knew what I was getting myself into sitting down. Did it hold up like when I was younger? No. It didn't give me that excitement when I saw Cobra. Like, I was like, oh my God, like really? But that was more of me reviewing the movie than like sitting down and enjoying it. But again, at the end of everything, I enjoyed what I saw. Like, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. Am I going to revisit it like 2 weeks? No, but it's a movie that if I'm in the mood for, I could throw on Cobra. If I'm in the mood for it, I was like, okay, I can see Cobra. So with that said, I gave it a 3 out of 5 in the middle. I gave it the middle ground. I don't think it was that horrible to go 2 or 1. But yeah, I gave it a 3. You?
Yeah. So I am just a little lower than you. I'm going to give it a 2 overall. Granted, didn't ever watch this when I was younger. I could totally see myself seeing this when I was younger and then now watching it and being like, oh, yeah, it's good. Well, not good. I would probably still score it how I did, but I would like it better. I didn't really like it that much. I didn't have a great time watching it. It's short, which is good. It's only 90 minutes. Like, there's no filler or anything like that. I give it a 2. The action was good. What's there was good. The ideas are pretty good. And Stallone looks cool. And I give him 1 point for cutting that pizza with scissors. That is like hilarious to me. Something about it just made me laugh really hard. It was hilarious. So I'm going to give it a 2 overall. Not my cup of tea, but this is one of those movies where even though I didn't really like it, I could kind of see the appeal. You know, you never watch a movie where it's like, man, I didn't like this movie, but I could see why people do like it. This is one of those movies to me. Like I could see the appeal. It's just not my cup of tea. So that's my overall. And then, of course, on my Christmas meter, this is getting the Nutcracker. This is an all the way down, pretty much a 1. It's not very Christmassy at all. It is. There's some Christmas trees in the grocery store. And then there's like one other scene where it's like kind of Christmassy. And then that's it. They never mention it. They don't talk about it. They don't bring it up. It doesn't snow. There's not someone in a Santa hat. Nothing. So I'm going to give it a Nutcracker, but it is set at Christmas, so it does qualify for our criteria of Christmas set action movies.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I'm going to give it Nutcracker also. It did not have much elements of Christmas besides the supermarket and then a little bit sprinkled throughout the movie. I agree with you with that.
So, total. For me, that adds up to a whopping 9 out of 25. Now that's very low. And that's okay. This still is not like, for some reason, this score is lower than, what was it, Die Another Day, I think.
Yeah.
But I think I like this one a little bit better, to be honest. But that can't force me to like certain things. Like, I just thought it was pretty bad and cheesy. And I like cheesy movies sometimes. It just depends. They got to hit you. You know, that's the thing with cheesy movies. They just got to hit that spot for you. And this one never really did it. So only a 9 for me.
Okay, for me, this is a total of 13 out of a 25. Again, childhood favorite of mine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, like I said, for what it was. I'm not going to go crazy, like, oh my God, it's the best action movie we've seen.
Right.
But I gave it the scores that I did. I thought it was a decent middle ground action 80s movie. It's not the greatest, but again, it still gives you the action of the 80s. Like, that's what you want. Stallone at his best. Well, that's what you got in him in this role as Lieutenant Marlon Cobaretti, whatever his name is.
So, Cobaretti.
Yeah, Cobaretti. So the question that I have for you and everybody in the chat, do you think this should be a reboot?
Yes. 100,000%. They could make a new movie called Cobra. And by the way, I read a little bit, the director of Drive, Nicholas Winding Refn, is a huge fan of this movie. And so some of the stuff Ryan Gosling does in Drive is to kind of, he kind of got from here. Like, there's a scene where he has a toothpick in his mouth.
Okay.
It's supposed to be an homage to Cobra. Like, they're big fans. You know, he kind of dresses similar. He wears a jacket. He wears jeans. And I love Drive. It's not really an action movie, but I love that movie. But, so this has fans. And even those little touches, look, they look better. They look cool. It still looks cool. Like, you could still make a cool Cobra character and do this storyline. I just need some more talented, maybe, people behind the scenes. A really good director and a good, strong writer. And I'm 1,000% with, I would see it. If they rebooted it, I would absolutely see it.
Well, because now you saw the original. So,
yeah.
I agree with you. I would love to see Cobra back on the screen, but I don't want it to be Stallone. And I'm not saying it because he's a horrible, I'm not saying he's a horrible actor. It's just that he's already old, and I'm okay with the Rambo because the Rambo progressed, and we saw that throughout all four, five movies. Cobra, it didn't because there was no sequel. So with that, I don't mind passing the reins to somebody else that's younger so you could continue with storylines.
You know who'd be good?
Who could be a
someone
good Cobra?
Someone who took another Stallone role, Carl Urban, would be cool as Cobra.
He would.
Because he's cool. That dude's cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, so cucumber.
He got the look. He looks pissed off, but he got some swag too. He got some swag. Like, he's a handsome guy. He would be an awesome Cobra.
He's always rough.
Yep.
And then you could put the toothpick, and then instead of giving him that old ass car, you don't need to have that. What you could do is let him have the car, and then in the beginning of the movie it crashes, so he doesn't use it no more. And then they give him a newer move, like a Mustang from like 1970 Mustang in the jet black stealth.
Get Carl Urban on the phone. He should be the new Cobra. He would be awesome.
Oh, he would. And the cover should be the same as the original to give it the homage.
With the gun?
With the gun, yeah, and the toothpick. And it says, I'm the... Well, you got to say the lines, though. He has to say, you're the disease and I'm the cure. Yeah. Like, you got to say one cheesy line.
It's a cheesy line, but it works for the character.
It does.
The poster is awesome. Like, that's the cover on the Blu-ray that I have, too. And it looks great. That translates to now. So,
yeah.
Carl Urban as Cobra. That's my pick. I would love it.
That's a great pick, and I agree with you, my friend. Let us know in YouTube what you guys think of a Cobra reboot. Should they do it or they should not? And what do you think of Nate's cast as Cobra, Marlon, Cobra, Nettie as Kurt Urban? Now, that's a good... Yo, dude, that's a really good choice. I just thought that's a really good one that you just picked. That's a good one. Or it should have been an unknown actor that we don't know and make him into a giant superstar. So just let us know in the comments down below. Again, if you enjoyed this Cobra, revisiting Cobra with us for our Christmas action movie episode, got one nutcracker across the board. please, like, share, and subscribe if you enjoyed this content. Please join the community that is growing here on Levels of Geeks. And again, me and Nate is always live Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays also with David from Flix Talk, 9 p.m. Eastern. Nate, please plug in your stuff.
Yeah, Nateflix Reviews on Instagram. If you don't already follow me, please do so there. Nateflix Movie Reviews here on YouTube. And also, that's my podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, we're everywhere. Everywhere you get podcasts, Nateflix Movie Reviews is there. And of course, next week, we will be doing our two episodes next week will be Terminator Genesis. And then our second Christmas movie, is it Fat Man? We're going with Fat Man next week.
It's up to you. You don't want to push the back.
That's right. No, I think we moved Fat Man to the end because it's a Santa Claus.
Yes,
next
we did.
Next week, Reindeer Games. Reindeer Games. So maybe if this gets a Rudolph on the Christmas scale, because it's got reindeer in the title, we don't know. We got to watch it.
Yeah.
So there you go. But those will be our podcasts for next week. And as always, thank you for listening. It's always a lot of fun. Give us your thoughts down below, as Alex said. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, so please, guys, please follow us on all social media accounts for Levels of Geeks. Twitter, Twitch, Levels of Geeks. Of course, Instagram, Levels of Geeks, where we put up photos of our stuff, collectibles, movie covers, anything that has to do with Levels of Geeks. Geeky stuff. It goes up on that Instagram account. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you're watching us on the replay on YouTube, or if you're listening to us on the go with Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, any other provider that you listen to your podcast. Again, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.